Let's start with a carryout. Here are today's top stories. The House Intelligence Committee is wrapping up their investigation, and they say there is no evidence of Russian collusion from the Trump campaign. Well, there you go, then. It's over. The House committee is both Republicans and Democrats, so that means this is impartial, and this just in. Oh, I forgot. I'm such a naive Nilly. The Republicans in the committee have said it's over, but even disputing key findings. Democrats say not only do they not agree, but they were unaware the investigation was wrapping up. At this point, after all the House Intelligence Committee has done to muddy this story for everyone involved, do we even care if they're wrapping it up? If Mueller comes out and says it's over, I'm cool. If Devin Nunes comes out and says it's over, yeah, exactly. That being said, I wish it was over. Although there is proof the Russians tried to hack the election on a widespread basis, essentially attacking us cyberly. So what's the move, President USA? Sanctions? Counterattacks? Or are we going to find out that you are compromised right before the end credits like an old episode of 24? Ding, 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 ding. But in real life, the president would go to Twitter and say, Jack Bauer, mediocre, terrible agent, Pocahontas, no collusion, hashtag sad. The president put forth his outline for gun control measures today, which omitted raising the age to buy semi-automatic weapons from 18 to 21 and, of course, changes to background checks. When pressed by the press, the White House said that the president hasn't backed away from those issues, but it just may not be the right time to pursue those measures politically. Well, then by all means, please, we'll wait. Or will we? Well. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was interviewed on 60 Minutes last night, and it did not go well. When speaking to reporters about the interview, she said that she had never seen 60 Minutes before, but she will not be watching it ever again. What? Really? The head of the education department's never watched 60 Minutes in her entire life. She didn't even know what it was. Even I've accidentally tuned in when I thought football was still on. It's ridiculous. She was asked why schools in Michigan were underperforming, schools from her home state in which she put a lot of money into the charter movement there, and she couldn't answer it. Then later she put out a tweet saying that this is what 60 Minutes cut out, and then she posted a graph showing that Michigan schools were underperforming. Yeah, we got that. Why? The question is why. You need to listen to the question, take your time, and answer in complete sentences. This is a big part of your grade. Don't make me put you in timeout. Now go join your classmates out in recess. Interesting story here from Crane. Some Cook County Democrats are leaving Joe Berrios' name off sample ballots. They hand those ballots out to help voters, you know, not think. And if the incumbent is too toxic or not preferred, they don't usually put the challenger on there. Instead, they just omit the incumbent. This is what's happening to the assessor right now. Berrios has been mired in scandal. Some believe that he might drag down the ticket if promoted on these sample ballots. Wow. Isn't Berrios the chair of the Cook County Democrats? That's crazy. He's running against Fritz Kagi for Cook County assessor. All right, what else? Fox showed a 2006 interview with OJ. You know what? Pass. Nothing to see here. In weather, nice day. I'll take it. In sports, all right, game on for the Ramblers from Loyola. They're going to play on Thursday in the NCAA tournament, taking on the Hurricanes from Miami. Annoying that the Ramblers didn't get any special treatment yesterday from the selection show. Would have loved to see Greg Gumbel say, and they'll take on the Ramblers from Loyola, Chicago, and then watch the team react about 6 seconds later because of the time delay. Hey, the Hurricanes are good, but not a bad draw from the 11th seed Ramblers, right? Thursday afternoon in Dallas. The DePaul Lady Blue Demons secured a 5 seed after they won the Big East tournament. They will take on Oklahoma on Friday in College Station, Texas. Wait a second. What? That's unfair. I don't know much about geography, but that'd be like DePaul playing in Champaign. Maybe it's not Chicago, but it's Chicago-esque. Students and alumni took out an ad in the Sun-Times this weekend making a case for firing longtime athletic director Jeannie Lenti-Ponsetto at DePaul after a couple excruciatingly bad seasons for the men. But last I checked, Doug Bruno and the women's side, they've defied the odds. They're perennial contenders. Believe me, I get it when it comes to the men's side. It's ridiculous how bad DePaul has been. So bad, they got a new stadium. But before you make it all about that, maybe consider that the AD covers other sports as well. They got a pretty good softball team, too. Also, the students and the alumni, they misspelled percentage in the ad. So go with Betsy DeVos right now. We'll catch up after recess. Back to the classroom. Our eyes are so big right now as the formal, quote, legal tampering period of 2018 free agency has begun, and it feels like every single player in football has been released. But you also get the feeling that none of the good ones are going to end up on the Bears. Richard Sherman signs with the Niners this weekend. You really hope that's not the case, but please spare us the, quote, bargain hunting this year. You aren't a body of government. You're a private company. I don't care if you're thrifty. Who saves the money if you sign a mediocre tight end on a mediocre contract? Not me. It's not passed on to me. It's not like, we did this so you pay $27 instead of $50 for the ticket. No, you're still passing that on to me. And last year, Ryan Pace has to prove. After last year, he's got to prove that he knows what he's doing here. Fans aren't going to put up with the, but it's a really good contract. Especially when those really good contracts were given to really bad players. So spend the money. Blackhawks, they won yesterday. They beat the Bruins on national TV, and they did it in a way that reminded you of the excitement that this team brings to the sport for next year. I was at the game. Had that playoff kind of vibe. That might be the problem with the Blackhawks. They still like to get up for the big games, make a showing on NBC, beat the Boston Bruins in the daytime on a Sunday. And they love it. But the regular games, like a Tuesday, Thursday against Winnipeg, they get too much. Is there a thing called too much experience? That might be it. Cubs are looking like they may have a leadoff hitter in Ian Happ, and former Cub Jake Arrieta finally signed 3 years with the Phillies. Well, we could have had that. And now the hypotheticals come out. Would you rather have Jake for 3 years or Yu Darvish for 6? I know we're all homers in town, but Darvish, hella good. Pete, why do you think I know that? Why do you think that I know that Yu Darvish is really good?
I think you're in a fantasy football,
fantasy baseball
league, right?
Two-time champion.
Oh yeah,
but
you only
won. Yeah, Yu Darvish has been a big part of that. So I'm just saying, Cubs fans, you're in luck. In the Sox, Eloy Jimenez returned this weekend from his knee injury. Hit 2 homers. Get him healthy and bring him up to start the season. As a White Sox fan, I sign off on that. Just give me the paperwork. I'll sign wherever you're supposed to sign. And finally, tonight, President Trump got his military parade, but no tanks. That's lame. I want big green missiles and tons of tanks, and I want them to run over protesters like it's Tiananmen Square, huh? I don't know. Can't we just add the military to existing parades? Wouldn't that be cheaper? Couldn't we put some soldiers on the back of the St. Patrick's Day parade or maybe the Gay Pride parade? I'd love to see our soldiers wearing all green and marching to Cher. It's a win-win for everybody. That's the carryout for March 12, 2018. We got Shamrock Shakes. Actually, that's a copyright infringement. So we got green chemicals mixed in with fake ice cream. Delicious. All right, coming up, Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy, Touche, and Adam Hoke's going to join us to talk about who the Bears might be looking at this free agency period. It's Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.